Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Stephanie Eating. I'm from Convoy, Ohio. I'm the mother of three kids. My son is 11. My daughter is 9. And then I have another daughter who is 7 months old as of today. So that's been a lot of fun to have my little bonus baby join us. I'm a freelance editor for college rankings and healthcare education websites, in addition to writing women's fiction. I've got a lot of animals. I kind of have a bit of a zoo here. I've got 9 cats, 1 bulldog, and 3 axolotls who just had babies. So we're actually raising, yes, they were a surprise too. So we've got little axolotl babies that we're raising in addition to the rest of the Eating household zoo.
So what are axolotls? What are those?
They're like little aquatic salamanders. They kind of took off. My kids heard about them through Minecraft, and yeah, they look like little dragons. Yeah, they're about maybe 9 inches long, and they just live in their little aquarium, and they're a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh! And how do you feed them? Do they have like special food, or
they can have these little like just like regular salamanders and stuff, they have these little pellets, or ours love earthworms and bloodworms and things like that. They're pretty easy to take care of for being very odd creatures.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love this. I love that you have a zoo, even though I feel like that's like a full-time job just to maintain it, plus the kids, plus work.
It is. Yes.
But I bet it's going to have like some humorous opportunities for, you know, for laughter and for joy, you know?
Oh yes. Oh yes. They bring us a lot of entertainment, especially the axolotls. We kind of just fell into it. We weren't totally thinking about getting them. Mm-hmm. And then my sister-in-law said that we should, or she had some axolotls that they were looking to get rid of at their veterinary office. And so we're like, sure, we'll take them. So in 24 hours, we had these brand new animals that we never knew anything about. So we became experts really fast in these strange creatures. And the cats are courtesy of volunteering at the Humane Society and doing foster care. And sometimes when they weren't getting adopted right away, I couldn't take it. So they got to stay with me. Oh, had to get cut off.
You're like, it's a forever home now. Oh my gosh, I love that. So let's chat about The Unplanned Life of Josie Hale. Tell us a little bit of her pitch.
Okay, so The Unplanned Life of Josie Hale is coming out on May 3rd. It's about three friends who kind of accidentally run into each other at the county fair. Josie is going through a lot in her life, and she realizes that the other two guys that she used to be best friends with are also going through the same kind of adulthood woes. And on a whim, they decide to move in together and create this life pact to get themselves together in a year's time.
And more ensues. Awesome. So let's chat about why, you know, are you like, you write some humorous women's fiction. So is that a genre that you have gravitated as a reader, or was it something that you just like really said, like, okay, life is interesting enough that this merits to be a book, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I fell into this a little bit in that when I started out trying to be a writer, you know, I wanted to do inspirational nonfiction. Mm-hmm. And I'd sit down to do it and nothing would happen. And then, you know, I got really into Cassandra Clare. And so I want to try that too. So I tried the young adult fantasy, and that didn't happen for me. I did young adult historical fiction, and I ended up self-publishing two books in that genre because I just had so much fun. It was about pirates and I loved pirates, so I just wanted to stay in that world for a while. And then after that, I was just kind of teetering on what do I want to do next, because I didn't have any other ideas in the young adult genres or in even historical fiction. So I was just kind of looking around, you know, I'm like, man, adulthood has like so much that is thrown at us here. And like our whole lives are kind of just like a book, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just kind of got to thinking about like what we need a team of people to come around us and like make things better. And what happens if, you know, what if I had these friends that we could create this pact with and like make things better? And I was like, oh, I think there might be a book in that. So, you know, I kind of just sat down and started writing this up, and it came to me pretty quickly as far as I just had so much fun with this trio and all the little shenanigans that they got involved in. And then as I was writing that, I had all these other ideas. I'm like, well, these are all women fiction ideas. So I guess maybe that's the route I'm supposed to go in.
Yeah, I love this. And so how do you like, is it plot driven or is it character driven? Like which one came first?
I don't know which one came first. I think the characters probably drive all of my ideas. You know, just from watching some of the shows that my husband and I binge on Netflix and stuff, I'm like, well, that's a character that I would want to follow. And, you know, that kind of inspires stuff. Or there's a lot of people in my regular life that will come up and be like, well, I have to write you. You're so much fun. And so I'd say, you know, a lot of things are involved in that. And what I'm working on now, you know, it kind of centers around this elderly woman who's real zany and keeps getting everybody into trouble. And my characters have to kind of help like take care of her and kind of keep her out of trouble. And, you know, she is 100% based on a woman that I met during a time that we lived in Pennsylvania and how much fun I had with her. So yeah, I'd say characters probably really drive a lot of what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think in some ways when you're dealing with women's fiction, you're dealing with adult issues, you know, the characters are the ones who are going to be the driving force of like what happens. So, like, how do you react to it? What exactly the plot line is going to be driven by with the characters, how they live their life. You know, we're just observing the arc, whether it's a heroine's journey and we're trying to figure out who you are, or how do you overcome an external or internal conflict. But the character is probably driven, you know, like understand the character is going to tell you how the story is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have some book recommendations. So what kind of books do you gravitate when it comes to reading?
So I would say up to this point, I do a lot of nonfiction because it's one of those things that I used to do book editing. Mm-hmm. And because I've spent so much time, and it was all fiction books. So because I did that a lot of times just to sit down and read, I have trouble turning off my brain to the critical side of I don't need to be editing this. I can just have fun. And so I do mostly exclusively audiobooks, you know, usually when I'm cleaning the house and everything. And sometimes when I do the fiction, I stare off in La La Land instead of actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So it takes me a while to get through books these days, especially with a 7-month-old. But I love a lot of like there's a book called Her Story. That was by Catherine Halligan. That was a lot of fun because I think it was 50 women maybe that it went through in history and talked about each one of those and what they did. And I learned so much. And it was a lot of fun because I want to tell everybody about these really cool women that I learned about. In fiction, I just recently read Riley Sager's Home Before Dark. Mm-hmm. The thriller genre is not one that I would have ever gotten into before because I scare so very easily. Mm-hmm. But I was just starting to get into kind of the paranormal TV shows and things like that. And I was so curious how authors scared people in writing because, you know, everything that scares me are like the jump scares and has the music element and that of things like sneaking up. And like, so how does an author tackle that? Because I would have no idea how to do that myself. And so, you know, I read that one really just in one sitting. I was so engrossed and I couldn't put it down and it did scare me. And it was actually kind of funny because I was sitting in my backyard reading it And my dad came up behind me to say something, and I didn't hear him because I was so into this book. And he just said hi, and I about fell out of my lawn chair because I was so on edge from reading this. But it was such a good book.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of bounce around a lot on genres. There's really not one that I go straight to. So.
Yes, I love it. And Riley Sager is a good one to go to if you're like trying thrillers and you want to be a little scared, but like not too scared, you know. Yeah. So I read most of his books, and they're great. They're like page turning, keeps you engaged, you keep moving, and it has like the twist, and it's a little unique for those. So
yes.
Yeah. All right. So tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Goodreads or Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I just changed my handle though, but I'm not sure what it is now. I think it was SA Eating, but I know that's not it anymore. I'm at Eating Stephanie. I had to check. Sorry. On Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. I also have a Facebook author page. Okay. Just my name.
Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.